Search and rescue is all about saving others without getting harmed yourself. But every day, our firefighters risk life and limb when they go out on a call. What if that was no longer the case? What if no one ever had to dig through burning rubble? Dr. Robert Wood, a professor of microbiotics at Harvard, says the next big thing in search and rescue could be a very small thing. The robotic fly, a minuscule mechanism that mimics one of nature's most persistent pests. Several conditions are required for the development of tornadoes and the thunderstorm clouds with which most tornadoes are associated. Abundant low-level moisture is necessary, and a trigger, perhaps a cold front or other low-level zone of converging winds, is needed to lift the moist air aloft. Once the air begins to rise and becomes saturated, it will continue rising to great heights and produce a thunderstorm cloud if the atmosphere is unstable. Deep water returns to the surface in the Indian and Pacific Oceans through the process of upwelling. The warm, shallow current then returns west past the Indian Ocean, round South Africa, and up to the North Atlantic, where the water becomes saltier and colder and sinks, starting the process all over again. It's very important that you use the right tool for the job. Using the wrong tool can add to your risk of injury. Make sure that your tools are stored properly and kept in good condition. Provide adequate lighting for yourself. It is important that you see what you're working on. Keeping the area that you work in clean not only keeps your tools working properly, but also helps you to quickly find blades and other small parts you may drop.